that that was two halves of a football game. First half, we didn't play nearly as consistent as well as we needed to, and I thought we did a good job in the second half of the ball game to come back from the deficit that we had. With that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Coach, third down and one, was that what happened on that play? It was an incomplete pass, and then Matt had an interception that kind of threw you off course in the first half and dug the hole for you.
Well, we didn't execute there in the first half. There were a number of plays, not only on offense but on defense. We really had a hard time slowing them down in the first half. And that's a very good, that's a very good football team. They have the best record in the NFL. And we played much better in the second half than we did in the first half.
How difficult was it losing Julio in the midst of that rally there with a few minutes to go?
Well, it's tough anytime you lose any player. And a good player like Julio puts us at a little bit of a disadvantage. But the guys stepped up and we were able to still continue to move the ball. Some guys came in and made some plays.
Can you just talk in general terms about Julio and just what he means, what he's won like that? And he's been dynamic the last two games.
Well, when Julio is healthy and he and Matt are in tune with one another, they're as good as any in the NFL. He's as good as any is in the NFL. He's hard to cover. He's got great, he's got great speed. He's got great hands. And, he's an elite wide receiver, one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL.
Are you surprised that teams are daring, like, hey, we're going to put one guy on him, and are you surprised that teams are going that route?
I'm not surprised. Everybody has, their own philosophy on how they want to play defense against against different teams. And whether they put one or two on him or roll to him, we've got to try to continue to make the plays because he'll make them.
And are you concerned that this injury might linger because you guys got some important games coming up here down the stretch and you need him at full strength?
Oh, we absolutely need all our players as we go down the stretch. Again, I think it's way too early to be talking about Sunday. We're six days away. Mm-hmm. Our guys will get in with the trainers and work as hard as they can to, to get back out on the field.
What was the initial diagnosis?
I don't know that. I haven't had a chance to talk to the doctors.
Did you expect it to be such a shootout tonight?
Did I expect it to be a shootout? I knew that they were they had been playing very well on offense. That's a very good offense. Aaron Rodgers has been moving that offense down the field against every team that they played, and I knew that we had an opportunity to move the ball on them. Our offense did a very good job, especially there in the second half of creating some explosive plays. We came out and started the second half fast, and I think that changed things up.
Can you talk about the run defense performance tonight?
The run defense, yeah. We had a hard time tackling that big back. And we obviously there at the end where we wanted to try to get a stop and get the ball back to our offense, we had an opportunity probably to do that, and we gave up the big explosive run. We did not tackle well across the board, but they fought extremely hard. That's a big back, and we didn't do a very good job of getting multiple sets of pads on that player.
Mike, despite the loss, you guys are still in the same position that you're in. Consolation in that, the fact that you guys are...
Well, the fourth quarter of the season, there's lots of things that happen. We're in the exact same place that we were before this week started. We'd have liked for that to change, but it didn't. But there's going to be a lot of football to be played over the next 3 weeks for the Atlanta Falcons and for everybody in this league. And you never know what's going to happen. That's what makes this league so popular and why people like to watch it, talk about it, and write about it, and read about it.